Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is in St. Louis today to hold a town meeting on education. 7 more states hold their nominating contests next Tuesday. Of those, Missouri will award the most delegates. And as NPR's Greg Allen reports, still relatively few candidates have shown up in the show-me state.
When Dick Gephardt's withdrawal from the presidential race put his home state in play, the other candidates scrambled to reach out to his supporters. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry locked up many endorsements. At a campaign rally in St. Louis this week, Kerry was joined on stage by a bevy of former and current elected officials, including former senator and vice presidential candidate Tom Eagleton and St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay.
We all know he has the courage, he has the experience, he has the judgment to lead. But he has one other very important quality. He can go toe-to-toe with George W. Bush and win.
Polls show Kerry with a commanding lead in Missouri, well ahead of his closest competitor here, North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Kerry's working to build on his momentum. He's running ads across the state and has scheduled a visit tomorrow to Kansas City. John Edwards is the only other candidate spending much on ads here. But Howard Dean made a stop in St. Louis today. Speaking to a few hundred students and teachers at the Missouri History Museum, he criticized President Bush and his education plan, No Child Left Behind.
We ought to stop mandating things on school boards all over the country and requiring them to do what they did in Texas. It is the business of school boards in Missouri to figure out how to meet the national standards, not federal bureaucrats like George Bush and Tom DeLay.
Edwards' campaign says they expect he'll return to Missouri before the primary. Retired General Wesley Clark's campaign says they also hope to bring him to Missouri sometime before next week. This smattering of campaign appearances has been disappointing to Democratic Party officials in Missouri. Officials canceled plans for a debate Monday night. Missouri has 74 delegates up for grabs next week, many more than South Carolina, which, as the first Southern primary, has received far more of the candidates' attention. But even Oklahoma, with even fewer delegates and just next door, has seen more of the candidates than Missouri. St. Louis University political scientist Ken Warren says one reason is that Missouri is a difficult and expensive state in which to mount a campaign.
You have approximately 31% of the vote in the St. Louis area, and then you have another 21% in the immediate Kansas City area, and then the rest, in other words, almost 50% of the state's in a rural area. And there's no easy way through the media to reach those rural people.
Warren says even though they may not expect to win, there are still good reasons for Edwards and Dean to campaign here. The most recent poll in Missouri shows Edwards' support at 11% and Dean's at 9%. Under party rules, they'll need close to 15% of the primary vote to take home any delegates at all. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.